Sorry, Tony. I agree. I wanted to hear some new as well, but soon enough. That was semi-new. The newest Magnificent Birds of Prey that's been released so far, Co-Pilot. That's actually a cool album because that's a split EP, which you don't see too often. Or I should say you don't see often enough where two bands get together and record two songs each and put it out on one album together.
It's a little heart rate, like, hurts the heart a little bit because now we have our bass player, Chris, on all of our tracks, including Co-Pilot and Statue, so they were even redone
for the new album.
Yeah, for
I see.
So that's why we're like, the reason we can't play anything right now is we signed with a media agency. So
that was Scott.
They
Bluth.
Don't want anything released until certain points. So we'll hit you up like right away.
Yeah,
and obviously everybody listening, thank you for tuning in.
The EP was Scott Bluth of
Baby Diaz.
Not that we have any problem with that, but it's like, no, he's the bomb.
You have your bass player.
Solidified bass player.
And it was a shame because everything was happening there where Jeff left the band and we really weren't in a position. We were ready to record and it just, we had to pull the trigger on something. So,
yeah.
It was
great. He helped us out in a tight spot.
Scott's a great guy.
All right. So then you got, yeah, absolutely. Italian Market Festival, that's May 16th and 17th. Magnificent Birds of Prey will be there. Along with many, many other great bands. And then the next one after that is Pause?
Yes.
Forward, which is...
second
or third. I got the lineup here.
May 30th, and that's at the Indian Acres Tree Farm in Medford, New Jersey.
It starts at 12, it goes till like year? 6 o'clock.
Were you there last year?
I was there in the beginning. I had Gavin with me, and I had to go kind of early.
You going to be there this year?
May 30th? I think it depends on Gavin's birthday.
Oh, right. Because his birthday is still the same year. Or the same day.
No. Last year I had to go because he was like two. He needed a nap, and I could.
Gavin's only three?
Yeah, he'll be four.
Yeah, he's tiny.
Gavin is so smart for a three-year-old. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's smarter than me.
You have to hope
he programmed the show tonight. He like gave me a call and was like, "You're still coming over, right?"
I
was like, "Dude, Gavin, how did you learn to use the phone?"
Tweet, bitches.
Yeah, but this year his birthday party might actually fall on the same day. We're trying to work that out so that doesn't happen. But I don't know. We're working on it. I hope so.
You guys gonna have 75 friends at his birthday party?
No, no way. Because there's this awful chance that it could rain,
And then there'll be 75 people.
And then we have to put
75 rainy faces inside.
Yeah, destroying the house. Now, back to the Pause thing. Who's on that bill? I know it's Magnificent Birds of Prey and the Diffused.
12 o'clock. It's the Williams Boy. 1250. It's Danielle and Jennifer. We met them. They're really nice and really.
Very
they've been in studio.
Very
they're
talented.
Great.
And 1:40 is the Jericho Horns with John Cook. Love
awesome.
Those people.
Can't wait for John.
Great
Cook.
Band. Saw them recently at Shady Katie's. 2:20 is the Diffused. Obviously, our best friends ever in the freaking world. So we love them. 3:10 is Magnificent
well,
Birds of Prey. 4:00 is Buried in Jersey, and 4:50 is Soul Meets Body, a Death Cab for Cutie tribute band.
Which Lyle knows nothing about.
A Death Cab for Cutie tribute band. So, like, real fast, how did that come about?
Yeah.
That's me and Chris from Mbop, and then Eric from Zymotic Flow and Woodenheads on drums, and Jason from The Diffused.
Carl, did you meet Eric? I don't
think
he's ever been here on a Tuesday.
Which one's Eric?
He's really tall,
kind of.
Long black hair, like down to here, very all tatted up.
No.
He's a drummer.
Nope.
Mm.
And
okay.
Therefore he drums.
Yeah, I think he comes in. I think he comes in mostly on Mondays when he comes in.
No, I don't think I met him.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Well, that's awesome. And then
we see each other out a lot,
yes.
And we all like Death Cab for Cutie, and we're like, well, let's just start a tribute band.
Have you listened to their new album?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not as good as like their old
not,
stuff.
I can't stand it.
Well, you do like the one.
I haven't
song.
Heard it yet.
You do like the one song.
I do, but it's like I can't. It makes me sad.
Our
set list
is a mix of Codes and Keys, Narrow Stairs,
okay.
And some of the older
I really
some stuff from Plans and some stuff
okay.
from
Plans.
I like the
amazing.
Photo
we
album.
Have the
photo
we have the facts
album.
And we're
we have the facts and we're voting yes.
Yeah. Photo album.
I saw them on We Have the Facts and We're Voting Yes tour. I talked to Ben Gibbard
really?
because they were like selling their own freaking merch at that point. At the truck.
And you know what's
it was awesome.
You know what's funny about that band? You mentioned that band to people and they're like, who? And I'm like,
yeah.
They've been around for 20 years. How do you not know who they are? They've been around forever.
Like, I love them.
Also
then,
got to briefly meet Jeremy Ennick and Nate Mendel on the when they were playing with the Fire Theft. That was kind of cool.
Kind of hate you.
Yeah.
I've never really listened to
that. I
Death
would say
Cap
you could kiss the ring if I were wearing it.
You probably heard the song.
But the hate might stop all that.
Yeah, I've never really.
You probably heard the song "Soul Meets Body." It was probably their most popular.
I hate that song.
Probably.
There's a lot of hate for me today.
Yeah. That's not
I feel
the
like,
most popular
I feel like you just
song.
Hate, you just hate me. You know, like why? What did I do?
Everything.
Yeah, I never got into them for whatever reason. What I always refer, like, think of them. I think of that. Oh my God! I just lost it. Papercut Chronicles album. Who was that?
What?
I don't know.
Papercut Chronicles. Gym Class Heroes. They had a song that.
Gym Class Heroes.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a cutie for
where
riding
they
my
mention
death
all
cab.
The band names as lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Taxi Driver.
I know what you're. Yeah, I know. What you're
that's the only time I ever listened to them.
No. You don't have to when say that on there because you know.
I saw them open for Fall Out Boy.
I haven't.
They were better
wait,
than Fall Out Boy.
Gym Class Heroes or Death
Cab? Gym Class Heroes.
We opened for Gym Class Heroes.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
at,
cool.
At the truck.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Never
yeah.
played the truck.
That was my
truck.
Favorite. We opened for Streetlight Manifesto one time.
You
we
opened
for
Streetlight Manifesto?
Yeah, we opened for...
Dustin's old as shit.
I know. Gym Class Heroes, and we opened up the Ska Is Dead tour.
Sounds
nice.
Lovely.
Hold on, I thought I was...
And anything else you could put Ska into the word and call it a word.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said I thought I was older than you, and I am.
And if Dustin's old as shit, what does that make me?
Old as...
Really,
Methuselah.
Really old.
Decaying yeah. shit.
Well, you know what? I have yeah. Death Cab for Cutie. Black Sun is one of Carly picks.
Yeah.
One of the Carly
picks
album. For
you just said you hate the new
I
album.
Hate... I don't mind that song, but I hate the
okay.
new album.
Well, at least
so
you
let's,
like some of the songs.
Let's
yeah.
hear this
song. The
whole
song. Album's not that bad.
Is it? Are you, yeah. But it's not good.
It's not like they're.
It's not.
Well, they, I mean,
there's
they,
no
give them
standout.
A break.
There's like
they
no,
just lost Chris Walla and the dude from Death Cab just got divorced.
Yeah,
so.
But that means it should be better.
Yeah, but
like,
when you lose
that energy,
they lost their producer, which was their lead
yeah,
guitarist.
So.
There. That's like a core part
yeah.
of.
Yeah, but
sound.
Still, like,
but it's still a good album. Like it's not. It hasn't been as easily glueable to my brain as
yeah.
like Narrow Stairs. But
they should hire us to fix it.
Yeah.
See a doctor and
just
get rid of
it.
Well, let's hear the
it.
The only song from the new album that Carly likes. It's called Black Sun from Death Cab for Cutie. More with Magnificent Birds of Prey. We'll get back. I think it's time for Unexplained and Aliens to get started.
Yeah. Please release a new single.
death upon the vine. There is fear in the eyes of your father, and there is yours, and there is mine. There is a desert veiled in pavement, and there's a city of seven hills. Debris flows to the ocean. To meet again, I hope it will. How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolved around?
Go Death Cab for Cutie, Black Sun, some new Death Cab. That's a Carly pick. You can hear that Tuesdays from 3 to 5. Although that's going to expand.
It is?
Yeah, I just...
Why didn't you tell me these
Well,
things?
I'm still, again, because it's one of those things that's still in my head and I'm not really sure what.
All right.
It's in the Dustin brainstorm cloud.
Yeah, I can't figure out if I want to do, like, should it be every day from 3 to 5? Because there's such a giant window of time where it's just music.
Do you have 24 hours of music yet?
Do you have 24 hours of music? I'm pretty sure you do.
I must have 24 hours, right?
Let's see here. DJs, Carly, you have 20 hours and 35 minutes.
That can't.
You're
no,
slacking.
Last
Come
time,
on.
No, no,
I should be
no.
able to listen to music every second
21.
Of the day.
But you know what?
Did you not put the albums in?
No, you know, maybe.
He's me.
Let's see. Sort by artist. I don't have Alien Ant Farm in there.
Okay.
I do have the other albums, but you know what? You know why it's different? Is because today I added the new ones that you gave me.
Yeah.
And then I added them again, and I noticed I did it twice.
Okay.
And I thought, and I have an option to remove duplicates, and it removed 35 tracks. So I must have done that before.
Oh, no.
But if I put Alien Ant Farm in here, do you want that whole Alien Ant Farm album in there?
Yeah, sure.
All I know is dugga 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 dun dun dugga dun dun dugga dun dun.
Well, you know, you also know movies.
Yeah, you have to know movies.
From Alien Ant Farm?
Yeah.
Oh, that was their one other single, right?
Yeah.
It was like as big as
Yep, and they're playing
Michael
Dobbs with Bong Hits for Jesus and Head PE this and our feature band of the week, Audio Impulse, this Friday at Dobbs.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's why they were the full album today, Alien Ant Farm Anthology. Alright, so now it's time for Unexplained. We got Nitrous Radio coming up in about 20 minutes, so we have perfect amount of time for Aliens and Unexplained.
Yeah.
Now, the Unexplained, what do we do for Unexplained?
I have some really weird ones.
What do you got that's
weird?
Well,
actually, I only have one weird one. The other one is not so weird, but just more upsetting.
Upsetting?
Yeah. Well,
Boy.
To me, anyway.
Okay.
Probably not to anybody else.
What makes it upsetting?
Well, there's only one... one male rhino left in the world.
Oh, don't
what?
They have, like, not just male rhino, white rhino,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a white rhino.
And don't they have, like, guards surrounding him?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's sad. Only one left.
And he looks old as balls.
He's really old.
So he ain't gonna be trying to get it on?
He's,
he's gonna need some rhino
Viagra.
They're
gonna have Viagra. To forcibly make him get it on.
Yeah, he's real old, and it's sad.
Are they going to be able to, like... extract what they need to keep that going. I mean, to put it nicely, can
they
we
have
keep,
to.
Can we keep
they
the white
to.
Rhino going?
I don't know. It
by the way,
doesn't mention that in the article.
I was with my friend Danny. Danny is a girl, by the way.
Yeah.
Just for reference of the story.
Is her name Danielle?
Danielle, yes, of course. We called her Danny.
Yeah.
Or little yellow haired girl, if you know, if you were me. So
if I was you, I'd call
so
her that.
The little yellow haired girl and I were at the. Arranging the beer bottles. We were at the zoo, the Philadelphia Zoo, and we're walking by the random pachyderm enclosure. Mm. Not random, really. They're pretty much positioned where they're going to be.
Point.
Yeah, my point is,
damn it,
walking by the great one-horned rhino.
Yes.
There was no horn on its head.
Yeah, there's no horn on this one.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you where the great horn is.
Oh!
Danny points out to me, Carl, that rhino is stepping on its tail. I take a closer look. I'm like, Danny, that rhino's not stepping on its tail.
That must be painful.
Right,
you can learn for yourself in the chat room if you go up.
Oh, look at that. Jeez.
A little bit. There it is. Hanging
out. Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
All
unfortunately
right.
saw that live as it was stepping on it.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
So the great one-horned rhino. All right,
so they need the great white-horned rhino to still exist.
Yeah, yeah.
So we know that now.
What else? Prisons everywhere.
Yeah, that's such... I hate that story because it's like... It's so sad.
It's really sad.
It is.
And like they put in the chat room, like, yep, thanks for all the poaching and hunting and all, like, it's been real. We'll see you.
How about we just fix it?
How do we fix it?
We make more rhinos.
Can you extract what you need out of him?
I don't know. I would think so.
But they're
we can clone now.
Okay,
it's
right now
like
they are
science.
Talking about cloning, like starting to clone mammoths out
That's
of
true.
Mammoth
yeah.
DNA.
Yeah.
I knew this for many, many years, having been in a band called Mini Mammoth.
Yeah, it's actually really cool.
It is cool. Yeah, I've read about it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
what is happening?
I feel like it's a hard line though to be like, should you be cloning stuff or should you just be using whatever you can to make them reproduce?
Yeah.
Because that's a fine line where you start getting really.
I agree. It's a fine line, and also like you got to be careful. Wild turkeys were a big like. I don't know if they were endangered, but they were definitely low down on our list for a while there.
Yeah, not
and
anymore.
And they protected them, and now there's a problem around here.
Well, yeah, we have turkey problems.
Yeah, we have real bad turkey problems. Like,
that's such a white person problem. We've got turkey problems! Oh, shit!
Well, you know what else we have, which we don't have yet, but we're about to.
What?
In Maryland, it's only a matter of time before they learn how to cross this bridge or cross somewhere.
What are we talking about here?
Wild pigs.
Oh, I would love to have a wild pig problem.
There's a wild pig problem in Baltimore. In Maryland, and now in Delaware, it's going to be a problem in New Jersey.
Didn't they get rid of lions, and now there's like a deer problem around here too?
Because there's always a deer problem.
Well,
they weren't lions either. It was more mountain lions.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
But they got rid of a lot of those kind of guys, and now
those kind of guys.
Well, yeah, I agree.
They don't exist here anymore. I actually did an extensive amount of research on that.
Yeah, so it's scary when you mess with these numbers and like, but I don't think they should just go away altogether like the white rhino. It's just awful.
That's sad.
It's really sad that we don't have mountain lions here.
That is sad too. I would love to have mountain lions around.
Yeah, let's bring back the dinosaurs. That can't go bad.
No.
As long as we don't bring back giant insects, because that scares the shit out of me.
Oh yeah. You want to be?
No, that's happening.
You want to be Velociraptor?
Yeah.
All right, well, back to the unexplained. We got about 15 minutes here. We got some time.
Okay,
I thought it was like 15 seconds.
Let's see here. This is something that's local that I just wanted to bring up. I guess you would go under unexplained. It's and maybe tell me if anybody's heard of it. It's outside. It's on the corner of Pennsylvania, Delaware, or no, Philadelphia, Coatesville, and I don't know, something. It's out there that way. It's called the Cult House of Beaver Valley.
I have never heard of that.
No. I haven't either.
I saw it in Celebrity today, and then I started to do some. It was on Weird US, and it's this road called Devil's Road.
Oh, I know.
And it goes out into this like forest where the trees are just really incredibly creepy looking.
Wait, can you put it on the chat room?
I'll put the article in the chat room
because I can't see anything.
Yeah, we don't have the big screen. No. It's killing me. Throw it in the chat room.
Okay.
And they just say like it is so incredibly eerie, and there's a mansion out there that's like abandoned, and they say that a cult used to live there.
Oh, can we go?
the rumor was that it was like a member of the DuPont family, and they would have inbreeding marriages to keep the wealth in the family, and all
like straight up horror movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they say a lot of the village was shot and inspired, you know, M. Night Shyamalan from.
Shabalama ding dong.
From that, or I think it was The Village.
No, it could.
That movie was so bad.
It was so bad. It was a terrible movie.
I think that's the one. I could be wrong.
I wanted to cut patches of my own skin out.
Just to like.
But there's bizarre looking trees. There's that weird scary mansion. It sounds amazing, but you can't really go there.
Why not?
Anymore because there's so much folklore and there is such a weird, eerie presence when you're there. Kids were going there all the time,
they
patrol it. They had to put up roadblocks, and you get heavy fines for trespassing there now. But
we can do it.
Penhurst Mental Hospital. I went in there
four
times when I was in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Snuck in and
creepy.
There was always kids getting caught there, though, and then they started just patrolling it all the time.
Mm. Yeah, there's a place out here, like in the woods.
Where? I want to go.
It's what's it called? The plane that went down in Medford.
No, I have no idea.
Back in the day, a plane crash. Not like
what day?
Yeah, what day?
Like, I don't know.
420.
Shit, I can't remember.
420.
Anybody who knows,
he has Nicolas Cage.
Anybody who knows like the Medford Shemung Tabernacle area of New Jersey will know those stories. I can't remember them right now.
Such a great word.
On the spot. What, Shemung?
Yeah. Shemung.
All right, so I thought I'd bring that up. Did I put the link in the chat room?
Yeah,
did you get it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. So, yeah, you got anything else for unexplained?
I do, actually.
All right. What do you got?
Worms rain down on Norway, and no one knows why.
Oh, you mean out
of the sky?
Yeah. Just out of the sky.
Alive, right?
And they're alive worms.
Did they get evaporated into the cloud and then somehow...
Evaporated? Worms do not get evaporated.
I mean, that's how they would come down from the rain.
No, the worms do not become molecules that get reformed
into worms.
Well,
you just said they got
the
rained
atmosphere.
Down all by worms, so I'm just imagining
anyway,
how that could happen.
Lifted than a tornado. Perhaps, but yeah.
Anyway, it's half of Norway was covered in worms.
I mean, it wasn't here, thankfully.
Live worms. That is one of my worst fears.
You're not a worm person?
I don't like worms.
I don't know that anybody's
a worm
person.
So being rained on by worms
no,
is not
that,
a good idea.
That's not, okay.
How gross would that be?
It's awful. This
Probably
guy...
Gnarly.
I'd be more scared of locusts.
If I had a fishing rod, I'd actually probably be a little happy.
Yeah, really. This guy, what? Go ahead.
Okay, so he reported. He was the first to report it. He said, "I saw thousands of earthworms on the surface of the snow. When I found them on the snow, they seemed to be dead. But then I put my hand in them and found they were all alive."
I put my hand in them.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is weird.
So upsetting.
Like, why did he put his hand in them?
Because he wanted to see if they were dead.
But, like, if they were alive or dead, either way, like, why do you want to touch them?
Because, I don't know.
Ew.
Can't you just see if they're moving?
Yeah, like, you don't have
to
touch them.
I still want to know how they rain down.
That's my point, really.
That's what I want to know.
Well,
if
everybody
they evaporate,
they do not evaporate.
That's why
stop with that nonsense.
They said...
What weird organized religion do you believe in that talks, that speaks to the evaporation and reformation of fucking
earthworms?
I was
the one that said that they rained down.
Come on!
They said that sometimes this happens during, like, the spring and summer months.
Like, you know.
But not, like, to this degree.
Random worm
drop. Maybe they make their way up trees, and when it's raining, it hits the tree, and then they fall with the rain.
Then they just get lifted up into, like, these massive...
Yeah, like Jared said, like a tornado.
It's like spring storms or tornadoes. Yeah. But this didn't happen. It didn't happen. This
so, Carly, bring on the monsters, aliens, mountain lions, but you draw the line at worms.
Yeah. I can't...
Water spouts.
Can't like, do worms.
Erupting
do
up and dropping worms.
All right, how about this one? Can you do haunted dolls?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, fuck
please
that.
Where is this Nicolas Cage website that everything that you ever talk
it's
about
amazing,
has,
isn't it?
Has a Nicolas Cage face?
Let's see. Well, there's this doll that...
is haunted.
Is said to have caused a range of symptoms in people viewing it. Videos and photographs and just being around the doll. It was this girl, this woman owned it, and for her daughter, obviously. And there was a whole bunch of unexplained illnesses and peculiar symptoms, headaches, nausea, chest pains, stuff like that. So they wanted to get rid of the doll, and this woman who investigates paranormal and the unexplained and the occult and stuff, she bought the doll. Yeah, and she makes videos, and they said up to 80 people have said that from these videos they have experienced the same symptoms from watching it, and they won't watch them anymore.
Wait, I'm gonna start making videos that cure your gonorrhea.
Wait, hold on, videos of the doll?
Yeah, like YouTube videos of them. Like she's trying to communicate with the doll.
Okay, and like people watch the videos.
Even
they...
just watching the video will give you the symptoms. Apparently.
Wait, can we see the picture of the doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dumb looking doll.
It's like it's life size. It's like toddler size.
Yeah,
those are scary. I don't like those. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
It's creepy.
I mean, is it creepy? Yeah, but is it like that creepy?
First requirement before watching that video, you must be a hypochondriac.
You're kind of weak stomach.
Do they put candles around?
Oh, you mean people felt nauseated? I'm starting to feel a little nauseous. Yeah. Oh man.
Right. Like you're saying, like
it's sick.
It probably is a lot. Either, what is that called?
What?
When it's like almost like you get sick by association.
Groupthink.
Yeah, groupthink. But I think there's a term for it.
Like.
Psychosomatic at that point? It's all in your head?
Yeah, it's really just all in your head.
Yeah. Like almost like a placebo
paranoia
effect. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I kind of agree. That's kind of a little bit of bullshit. Oh my God, that is awful.
That's a doll.
That is scary,
I could see nausea coming from that.
Yeah, that's nauseous. Yeah, for
bit.
Sure.
Just a tiny bit.
All right, let's do one more. Oh my God. Do you have any more unexplained over there?
No, I don't.
All right, let's take one song break. We'll come back and do aliens.
Okay.
Another Carly pick, and this Carly pick is going to be
Munchausen. That's it.
Oh, that's
Munchausen.
A creepy
okay,
child.
There you go. Warriors or Kaleo?
Well, Kaleo is more of like an indie band, and Warriors is more of like a punk band.
Okay, let's do Kaleo for now. All right. One song. We'll be right back to wrap things up with a little bit of alien talk.
The devil's gonna make me a free man. The devil's gonna set me free. The devil's gonna make me a free man. The devil's gonna set me free. My goal, my
six-shooter, put two in his chest. He'll never say a word no more. Oh, he'll never say a word no more. Oh, oh, oh. The devil got him good for sure. Ain't got no place to call home.
Iceland. That's another Carly pick, which you can hear Tuesdays 3 to 5. All right. And that's going to do it for us. We got one alien story. Unless you... Did you have one?
Yeah, I had one.
Oh, you did?
Well,
had...
it was the Obama one.
Inside. Oh, yeah. Put that
yeah.
in there.
Okay.
And tell us about that.
Okay, right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's been a... I mean, it kind of looks like Obama. There's a weird image of Obama that's been floating around for a couple weeks. It's like a compiled piece of animation and like by NASA showing Ceres rotating.
Okay.
And if you mirror the half, it and you squint really hard, it kind of looks like him.
You mirror the half and squint really
yeah.
hard.
Oh, if you squint really hard, that can never end well. If you have to do that for whatever you're talking about, probably not good.
Hold on. So I'll put this in the chat.
Sorry, asthma.
All right, let's. This is so, and they're saying.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so I'm gonna. Well, the half's
already mirrored.
So I just have to squint.
Yeah. Just gotta squint. It kind of looks like him, right? And there's a picture of his face.
It's still loading for on our screen.
Loading.
Yeah,
it's still loading. I'm gonna lose it.
Oh no! Or at least put the link in there so we can open up the article. And while that's loading up, I'll tell you, the only thing else that I have is we have a lot of these UFO sightings, and I think we actually mentioned this one. Nah, maybe not. This was a while ago. There was one that was in Chile. It took place in 2013.
Chile? Okay.
Yeah. And it's remained one of the most prominent UFO cases in recent years. In Chile, it's actually, they opened up a whole government office dedicated to researching it alone.
Whoa.
And it was, there's a new report by experts and this government office, and they say it was definitely not a weather phenomenon or any other known object made by man.
Wow.
Miners who had witnessed the object at the time described it as silver in color and recalled how it had performed impressive aerial acrobatics above their heads at an altitude of around 2,000 feet. It was not a meteorological phenomenon. Blah, 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 blah. They just say it cannot be identified, and... This is like the, we usually ignore the UFO articles because they're stupid.
Yeah.
But this one, I remember seeing this before, and I thought it was fake, and apparently it's not fake. Here's a still I'll throw in. Did that ever load?
Yeah.
It did?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, is it like what's in his abdomen or something?
No, it's his face.
It's his face.
They have the little thumbnail of Obama, like,
yeah.
It looks
it
like
it. Looks like his face.
It does. It really does. Yeah. That's funny.
I don't get it. I don't see it.
I can see the frown.
Yeah,
the
frown,
eyes,
and you got the eyes and the nose going on.
It's pretty comical.
Yeah.
Good find.
I'm still... Oh, wait.
Take off.
You see that bad boy?
I mean...
Yeah, is that in the abdomen?
It is
the
such...
abdomen?
Oh, that's a different thing. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I thought
about?
You were talking about the one you put in the chat room.
It is such a stretch. I mean, that could be anybody's face.
It could be. Oh, my God.
But it just looks so...
421 just put a... Is that Nicolas Cage in the moon? Wait, no. Does anyone watch the Mighty Boosh? No, it's just me.
Mighty Boosh?
Yeah.
No.
Because that moon is from the Mighty Boosh. But Nicolas... Oh, my God. 420. I love you right now. Saying.
Well, there's a still from the UFO that they saw in Chile that remains to be identified. So I just thought that was an interesting one we'll bring up for Alien Talk, which we will continue next Tuesday.
Like, I can't even tell what that is, though.
Well, if you go to the website, I'll put the article in the chat room, too. Because if you go to the website, there's a whole... It's in Spanish. So there's a whole website dedicated to... And a whole... government office in Chile dedicated to this.
That's interesting.
But, oh, no, I lost it. Okay, here you go. Here's the,
And the governments never admit to researching that type of shit.
Yeah. Scary says it's U.S. drone, but, they actually reference that, and they said, no, it's not a drone, because they're familiar with drones, because apparently the fishermen right around there use drones, and they said this did not look or act like a drone at all.
Wow.
So, anyway, and there's pictures of it definitely being like this cylindrical or this, you know, like disc, whatever. So, all right. Thank you to everybody in the chat room for hanging out. It was star studded. Thank you to Magnificent Birds of Prey.
Thank you.
Happy
for
to
having
be here.
Us.
Yeah, we'll see you Saturday, May 16th and or Sunday, May 17th at the Italian Market Festival. And also May 30th at Paul Forward in Indian Acres Tree Farm, Medford, New Jersey. And congratulations to Slow Lights. You're moving on. Shaylif, nice job on the Band versus Band, getting into the top 10 countdown, but Slow Lights is moving on. Everyone, stay tuned. We're going to have a one-song break by request from Denny Diamond. And I got Smashing Pumpkins lined up for later. But right after Denny Diamond, it's the Nitrous Radio Hour, second edition. So check it out. Stay tuned. And Carly, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
John, we'll see you...
Friday. Alrighty.
Back to a normal Friday show, which is nice. Alright, so stay tuned for Nitrous. I'll see you tomorrow.